You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's Boomer and Geo on The Fan and the CBS Sports Network.
Live from the Investors Bank Studio, Boomer Esiason, Greg Giannotti, Boomer and Geo on The Fan and simulcast across the country on CBS Sports Network. Good Monday morning. Hope you had a great weekend as we inch closer to the Christmas week and all the fanfare that exists there. A huge weekend in the NFL. The playoff picture becoming a little more muddied, but of course not for the teams around here, as the New York Giants yesterday went out and got shut out by the Tennessee Titans. So everybody last week at this time that was screaming and yelling at us about Eli Manning, why aren't you talking about Eli Manning and what a spectacular performance he had, and you guys are so unfair. You got shut out. Shut out. And the day before, Sam Darnold looked pretty good. So, you know, these things turn. It's a roller coaster, these NFL seasons, Boomer. Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing all right. Yeah, they certainly are roller coaster seasons. And I'm telling you that the NFL just continues to amaze with some of the games yesterday and of course, on Saturday. And the teams that all of a sudden now in December are starting to show up, like the Chargers, like the Colts, and, of course, the Browns. Pittsburgh saves their season yesterday, but they're going to have to go on the road next week to New Orleans. The Jets have to, play New England here in the final 2 weeks, and New England plays both back-to-back rookie quarterbacks in Josh Allen and Sam Darnold. So I would think that they're going to get to 11-5, and they have a very good shot at getting that number two seed because, Houston has to go to Philadelphia, and Philadelphia pulls one out last night with Nick Foles as the quarterback against the Rams. You would have thought that game was definitely going to be a Ram victory, and if not, at least a Ram victory, maybe even a Ram blowout.
Yeah, well, that's what I projected with our bonus Altice pick pick on Friday, and it was nothing even close to that. And here we go again with Nick Foles, and I don't know what happened to the Rams, but both defensively and offensively, they have not looked the same since their bye week. I mean, it was almost like that bye week sort of screwed their whole season up, which is amazing to think, but they came back and they were totally different. But there's a couple of teams out there that have been so impressive throughout the year that have really shown some warts here in the last quarter of the season.
Yeah, there's no question. It's a long season, 16 games is a really long season, especially for guys who haven't gone through it before. And that's one of the reasons why after the Miami game that the Jets lost in Miami, I was an advocate for Sam Darnold to take a couple weeks off. It's okay to have a mental break. You're asked to do a million things, and then lo and behold, that foot injury shows up during that week, and he ends up sitting out the next 4 weeks or three games and 4 weeks with the bye in there and all that other stuff. And you know what? It's helped him. It really helped him. Because what I see now in a quarterback is, number one, really good accuracy. Number two, a better understanding of his offense. And number three, a guy that's delivering the ball from the pocket. I mean, I think he was something like 21 for 31 or something in the pocket. And then I think it was something like that. And he completed 75% of his passes from that position. And then as he was running around and made some plays, there were some spectacular plays there, but wasn't as good in the runaround game. But I want to see stability. So that means I want to see a guy delivering it from the pocket. I want to see a guy who's not panicking and running out of the pocket and reading a defense. And the last two games, you cannot deny that Sam Darnold has gotten better. He has. He just looks better. He looks more in control. And that 4 weeks off really helped him. Really did help him.
It was sort of similar to Josh Allen. When Josh Allen got hurt for the Bills and then he came back and then, he's been running around a ton, and that's sort of been his story. He's been running and putting up yardage like a running back. But he came back. It seemed like he had a better understanding of what was going on at the position. And this, by far, this was perfect, too, if you're one of these Jets fans that is freaking out about losing draft position. You had an opportunity to win that game. And yes, Deshaun Watson and the Texans went and beat you in the end in the fourth quarter. But I mean, that's about everything you wanted. That's everything you wanted. For the Jet contingent that is concerned about Todd Bowles making sure that he absolutely goes and there isn't some sort of resurgence at the end of the year that save his job, and also the Tankathon people who are watching and checking that website every Monday morning, every Sunday night to see where the Jets are, this was perfect. Your quarterback played great. You lost the game. So now you're third in the race for the number one seed in when it goes to comes to the draft, and you know your coach is going to go. So this was absolutely everything you wanted to see in the game, and there's just a difference, as you said, with Sam Darnold and how comfortable he is. Also, forget about the pocket for a second. When he goes out of the pocket, he seems to have a plan. Earlier on, if there was any pressure on, he was making mistakes. He was throwing the ball all over the place. It was big, happy feet.
Right. So. And the big mistakes were the bad interceptions.
Right.
You know, and that was, of course, you know, the detractors of Sam Darnold are going to talk about the interceptions that he threw at USC. I would tell you that the last 2 weeks, you know, he did throw one bad one up in Buffalo. But, you know, he's trying to stay away from those. And I can see that. So there's a balance. You know, you want to stay away from those key mistakes, but you also want to be aggressive down the field. And watching him on Saturday, I just felt that there was a better player. You know, that's just that's the natural growth. If he would have regressed, I'd be worried. But the last two games, he's looked good, and he's going to be the future of the team. And, you know, quite frankly, he doesn't have a DeAndre Hopkins on his team. DeAndre Hopkins is a beast, and he changes the game. So somehow, some way, if Mike Maccagni can either draft one or find one like that and now build around his young quarterback, there's something to be said for that. I actually thought the Jet offensive line played really well against a defensive line that is relentless of getting after the quarterback. So I sit here and I say, your young quarterback played really good against a fierce pass rush. That means your offensive line had to do some things. And I thought the offensive line played reasonably well. And the better that Sam gets, the more comfortable that he gets – will be as better as his offensive line grows with him. They'll be better. You know what I'm saying? Because right now, remember I was asking Kelvin Beachum last week, how is his communication in the huddle?
Right. He said it needs to get better.
Well, he said it is getting better, but sure. It's not there yet. And, you know, look, all quarterbacks are going to struggle. You know, Jared Goff has struggled the last two games, thrown seven interceptions, I think, or six interceptions. It's not been good. You know, Carson Wentz is hurt again. You know, these things go on and on and on. But for Jet fans and for watching their quarterback, I think you take a lot out of the last two games. And hopefully he still finishes, you know, with a strong, you know, final two games and builds off of that and then shuts it down for a month and gets the hell out of here and goes and relaxes and decompresses or whatever you do. And then come back, depending on what they're going to do with the coach and all that other stuff, then come back and really reimmerse yourself into being the pro that everybody wants you to be.
And we spent so much time talking about these rookie quarterbacks, the quarterbacks that came out of last year's draft, and there was a contingent of people that would continue to call this show saying, how do we know these guys are going to be great? This happens every year. There's quarterbacks every year. Well, so far, I mean, those four guys have been good at one point or another. I'd say that Josh Rosen is in the worst situation right now, and he's probably had some of the worst stinkers. But
He got his ass kicked yesterday.
Yesterday was horrible for him. But he has had a couple of decent moments throughout this rookie campaign that they can build off of. They just got to put him in better spots.
How about Lamar Jackson?
That Ravens team is on a roll with Lamar Jackson as the quarterback. There's no doubt about it. Now, this is a guy, though, you have said it more often than anybody, that there's no way in hell the guy's going to stay healthy, though, if he keeps playing football like that.
But they're calling plays. They're calling plays to accentuate what he can do. And like these other quarterbacks, the more he plays, the more comfortable he'll become, and the more familiar he'll become with his offense. And then they'll tailor the offense a little differently next year. They'll still have some of the running. It's kind of a little bit like the way Deshaun Watson took the league by storm last year. Kind of like how Trubisky is running around all over the place. Josh Allen's running around all over the place. That's the good thing about what I think I see in Baker Mayfield and Sam Darnold. They're not running as much. That they are standing in the pocket. That they're willing to hold on to the ball just an extra tad of a second to try to make a play. So that shows me that they're fearless. That they're not worried about getting hit. It also shows me that they're gaining knowledge of their offense and reading defenses correctly. And they have the poise to really be good quarterbacks moving forward. Will they be great? I think a lot of that has to be determined by the consistency around each player. Each player, there's a very good chance, will maybe have a new head coach next year. I don't know. Greg Williams may win the job just by virtue of the way that he's playing and Freddie Kitchens is calling plays. for him in Cleveland. But here it looks like and feels like there's going to be a new coach, and that basically is going to stunt the growth again. You know, every one of these quarterbacks needs stability and needs consistency. And that's the one thing I would say, that if you watch the last two games, Jeremy Bates has done a good job.
He really has.
You can't argue that.
No.
And it looks better because the quarterback's playing better. And if the quarterback's playing good, now you can add more plays. You can add more formations. You can add, you know, more deception in your offense. Prior to that, everything had to be set. He had to look at it, and then he had to react to what was happening around him. And now I think he's reacting a little bit more, you know, naturally, which is good.
And it was sort of interesting how things played out yesterday. So this report comes out on Sunday morning about how Eli Manning is playing his way onto the Giants 2019 roster. You guys talked about it on the NFL Today. It comes around the horn. It goes to you. You go, I think they need to move on. I kind of knew your opinion already before it got to you. I had heard that before. And then the Giants go out and get shut out at home and get steamrolled by Derrick Henry and the Tennessee Titans. And I know that the options aren't abound out there for the Giants. It isn't an obvious choice where to go. I just think that with a player like him, you have to turn the page. And that bridge guy, that's really not the point. The point is to make a conscious effort to move on, and then you figure out where you go from there, because just having him on the roster just feels like the team, the franchise,
they're
you
stuck.
Just can't move
they're,
on.
They're stuck. They're
right?
Stuck,
you're just going to go back and do the same thing again? You just, at some point, you got to make a bold move, whether you feel if it's risky or not. And this was just another one of those instances. And I know Phil's tossing all sorts of stats at you, completion percentage, this and that.
I'm just throwing one stat to him, and that's turnovers. You know, you just
what about wins
it.
And losses,
well,
man?
The turnovers are coincide with the wins and losses. In a horrendous weather day, against a top seven, front seven on the defense by the Titans, and what are they doing? They're doing one thing and one thing only, and they're focusing on Saquon Barkley because they know that they can't get beat by the Giant passing game.
Yep,
they just can't, especially in a day like it was yesterday. Yesterday was horrible, but it also accentuates the older quarterback in a horrible weather game. You know, and it just goes to show you that it's just an ugly situation. And you could say, oh, well, you know, yesterday we missed Odell Beckham Jr. and all that other stuff. Oh,
you didn't miss him the week before.
That's because you were playing Mark Sanchez, and he was giving your defense the ball. You know, you were playing the Tampa Bay Buccaneers before that. Their defense has pretty much been one of the worst all year long. So, again, I would not get duped into thinking that my team is better than it really is because of the teams that we're playing. Let me judge my team on the top-tier teams that are at least fighting for playoff spots, because you're going to get a really good effort from each of those teams. Tennessee front seven just absolutely annihilated the Giants yesterday.
Yeah,
annihilated them. And you don't have a moving a quarterback that can move. You don't have an accurate quarterback. And you have a quarterback that, you know, is late in his career, it doesn't want to get hit. I get it. I understand that. I've been right there. I've lived the life. I don't want to get hit either. Nobody wants to get hit,
especially on a day like that.
Oh,
it's just
my God,
it's
just
worst.
Miserable. I'm looking at Pat Shurmur going, oh my God, he's got that stocking cap on. It's sopping wet, and he's like, what am I doing? What the hell are we doing here?
Yeah, I couldn't even imagine being on that Giants defense, too, trying to tackle Derrick Henry as he's continuing to just steamroll everybody. I mean, this was as bad as it gets.
But why? And Derrick Henry's a great player, but you know, Saquon Barkley, you know, should be Derrick Henry. And the reason, you know, the other thing too,
well, I mean,
is the
he's
Giants
better.
Defense is all beat up, and they traded their best run defender in Snacks Harrison and all the other stuff. So essentially, I'm not surprised by what happened yesterday
Saquon's a better player than Derrick Henry. He's had a remarkable
he's more dynamic.
He's had a remarkable season, but I mean, yesterday I expected maybe a little bit more out of him, but they couldn't do anything because you're right. They decided there's no way that without Odell Beckham Jr. in this type of situation that this passing game's going to beat us, and this guy is the best player that they have on their team, so we are going to gear up to stop Saquon Barkley and shut him out because of it. So, I mean, for the Giants fans that went to that game and stayed, I mean, you really have.
God bless you, man.
Right.
God bless you. You did
an amazing job.
You went and you hung out.
Right.
And you,
that's great.
The parking
I don't know how you did it.
Yeah.
I don't know how you did it, why you did it, but good for you. That's
tell
a real
you,
Giants fan.
You look at a couple of these stadiums yesterday. You know, Atlanta was empty. Jacksonville was empty, of course. I mean, Giants Stadium was pretty well full. I mean,
yeah,
the
I was
Giant
surprised.
Fan showed up, man.
You'd have got to be some sort of special loser.
Well, no,
Jerry.
Cowboys are a special loser, Jerry. I can tell you that as they get shut out yesterday. By the way, the Jets right now are number 3 in the draft order at 4-10. They're the first of 3 4-10 teams. After them come San Francisco and Jacksonville. And in front of them, you know, Oakland was embarrassing yesterday losing to the Bengals. And then, of course, Arizona, both of those teams at 3-11. So the Jets, you know, have a chance to continue to move up if that is going the way that this season's going to play out. But, I mean, at the end of the day, you got a young quarterback. You got to feel good about that. So you have part of the, I think, problem solved. Now you got to go and do the work to get the right people around them. That's the bottom line for Mike Maccagnan. That's the bottom line for the New York Jets. And hopefully they'll continue to do that, and they'll bring some solid young players in here, and this Jet team now can start to build around a legitimate starting quarterback.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.